This is the podcast for people that believe they do not need to change the world. We believe it's all about becoming the most effective version of yourself in the moments in life that matter the most. This is
the Inner Changemaker Podcast. Instead of changing the world, change their world. Changemakers, what is going on, everyone? It is your man, the host of the show, Jay Wong. And in this episode, I want to talk to you about starting. I want to talk to you about getting in the game, because there are so many of you that, you know, as we're hitting the second month of a new year, that, you know, they say statistically speaking, most of us have given up on our New Year's resolutions. So accountability exercise here, is that you? Are you in that boat? Have you given up on your fitness goals, your business goals, your whatever goals? Hopefully not. The reason I want to dive into this topic is because I woke up really, really early to jump on a mastermind call. You know, something I'm learning from just living in the Pacific time zone is that all the meetings happen in Eastern time a lot of times. And you just have to be, you know, I wake up relatively early, you know, 5-6 in the morning, but sometimes, you know, it starts, you know, right at 7-8 a.m. And that kind of goes right into your morning. But I was happy to do this today because a student and a good friend, Tuan Nguyen, was running his mastermind and wanted me to just come sit in, not necessarily to like critique it or anything, but to add, you know, some feedback and add some value to some of the people in his little mastermind group. And, you know, a couple of the individuals were, you know, kind of going through their issues and going through, you know, their own problems. And they were saying, like, you know, they figured out that they are the types of individuals that stall, that likes to stall on different projects or different goals or different ambitions. And it's nice to talk about it, you know, but they realized that they weren't taking all the necessary action towards it. And, you know, I think this comes up so much all the time with tons of our clients, tons of our students. And it's this idea that we buy into about being perfect, you know. And I think a lot of times it goes back to how we were brought up in society, in school. And, you know, when, you know, you get like a, you know, some of you know that, you know, I come from like an Asian background. And, you know, for a lot of Asians, like, they'll understand when you get, if you don't get straight A's, right, it doesn't matter how many A's or how many, whatever the percentage of things are, you don't get celebrated on what you did well on. It's a lot of times they look at what you got a B or a C or a D or, you know, an F in, and they go, okay, we got to reinforce your weaknesses, right? You got to make you well-rounded, right? And on top of all those type of dialogues, I think it does bring into our mindsets that we need to be perfect before we ever present ourselves or present, you know, whatever the thing, you know, our goal or ambition. And so many times it's so important to us that we want to present it well. You know what I mean? So many times we're like, we want it to be a great representation of who we are as individuals, of, you know, the journey that we've gone on and the hardships that we've gone through. And, you know, if you really look up the definition of perfectionism, I think what's really funny is that it requires you to actually share it with the world, because what you're missing a lot of times is the actual feedback from the person that's listening to your show, for example, or is the actual feedback from the person that's writing you the big check, you know what I mean? Or a small check, right? It doesn't matter, because all of a sudden their opinions matter so much more than the opinions of your parents or the opinions of your friends or the opinions of others that are not in the game. And I always love that quote or that idea that you're never going to get criticized from people that are not in the game. And, you know, you got to take, you know, advice from those individuals. But even when you take advice from mentors and coaches, we always encourage people to say, hey, like, take it with a grain of salt. You got to still check in with yourself in terms of how that aligns with you. You know what I mean? How that actually gets you into action. And does that speak to you? You know, you don't have to take every single piece of advice. But one thing for sure is that if you are stalling on your dreams, if you're stalling on doing the thing that you want to do in your business or in your marketing, and you're still figuring out and trying to research and trying to think about it and trying to, you know, draw up the lists and you're going through all those different exercises, if you're in that zone, I would encourage you to kind of get in the game, to just start, because what you're missing and what you can't think of is how the customers are actually going to react to it, how they actually learn from you. You know, I remember a lot of times, even with this podcast and with some of my earlier courses, I didn't have like the full game plan. You know, I focused on the vision of what I had. I focused on the result that I can get for them. And I would sell people on the vision sometimes. I would just sell people on the outline of the program. And it wasn't because I had everything thought out. It wasn't because I had everything built. You know, it wasn't because I knew every little, you know, thing that would come up. And those were things that I learned along the way. To make a perfect product, to make the perfect show, you have to go through iterations and iterations and iterations. Reid Hoffman, the founder of LinkedIn, always said that if you are not embarrassed by the first product, by your version 1.0, then it means that you released your product too late. Right. And I think so many of us, we never release our products. We never release our greatest ideas. Right. There's the idea of that, you know, the graveyard is filled with the best ideas in the world because people died with their best ambition, their best thoughts, their best perspectives. And if you, I imagine if you're listening to the show and you're still listening to this episode, that you are not in that camp. You are in the camp of, I get that, and I'm in a hurry. I have urgency to be able to share my gifts with the world. I have urgency to be able to go and make this happen, whether it's for my family, for myself, or for my community. I want to go out there. I want to go create this impact and create this income. I imagine that you're in that camp if you're listening to this. And if you're not, I encourage you to maybe move towards there. But for the ones that are and you're ready, you're like game on, I want to take action, you have to be able to move, to get more feedback, to get greater clarity. You know, I think a lot of times people, I tell my students this all the time, they are waiting for clarity before they take action. And that's actually not even how it works. Think about it like this. Imagine I invite you over to a barbecue this weekend, right? I'm like, hey, come on over. I think we're going to have a great time. You know, you don't even have to bring anything. Just, you know, like we'll provide the food. Maybe provide, you know, a bottle of wine or something like that, right? You come over, you're excited. So what happens? Like, let's say we're in the same city. I give you my address. I say, hey, come meet me at these exact coordinates, you know, this intersection, or, you know, go over here and park and walk over here, right? And wherever you are, hopefully you're within driving distance, you will say, okay, let me put this into Google. Let me put this in and let me figure out how to get there. And what happens when you put that into Google? Google's going to tell you, okay, first you got to do this. You got to, you know, take a left here. And then what happens? Well, when you're like 300 meters away from the turn, it's going to say, okay, over at the light, turn right. And then over when you get over here, take this exit. Get on this highway, right? It tells you step by step, but only when you're in motion. Only when you're on the move. It doesn't, no one ever sits there and goes, oh, okay, let me memorize the 14 steps to get to Jay's place, right? Let me, you know, memorize the 10 steps of how to get there. So why do we do that with businesses? Why do we do that with our ideas? You know, we have to map out everything. We have to just think about, oh, okay, on this corner, you know, this street light, it's a little weird. And this neighborhood is not the best neighborhood. So we got to be very careful when we drive through it. And I think they have construction going on. Like, man, that would be so stressful. How stressful would that be? And how likely is it that you actually come over to the barbecue, right? And, you know, I'm not saying the process is easy. I'm not saying that it will be easy for you to go out and create your first product. And it won't be easy for you to, you know, start creating content if you've never done it. But you have to get into the game, ladies and gentlemen. Like, you have to start creating the right motions so that you have the right momentum. And, you know, it's a compound effect. I share my students all the time. You want to compound momentum in your direction. Because if you could do that, then you start asking better questions. You start asking me, instead of, you know, thinking about, you know, the 10 different variables on how to get to my house, you're saying, hey, what do I bring to your house? How do I show up as a better guest? Can I bring a friend? You know, where do I find parking? Right? Like, you're asking way better questions. So you got to get moving. You got to get in the game. I know this is a bit of a shorter episode, but that, you know, it's just so funny, like coming off this mastermind call and you have these accomplished business owners that are in the room and they know this. It's not like they don't know this, you know? And once again, we talk about it all the time on the show. Common sense is never common practice. And so the question is not whether it is easy or not, on whether it is you are applying this. Are you deploying this? Are you taking quick actions, making better decisions just on the fly? Are you able to have that habit, that muscle that allows you to just decide, that allows you to just get in the game? And, you know, this is an accountability episode. It's an episode where you think about, hey, am I the type of person I want to be that makes these decisions, that get into the game, that is open to feedback, that gets criticism but from people that actually pay you, that have been there, right? And if you are, I think you're going to be well on your way to building not just the podcast or the show that you want, or not just the marketing that you want, but really the life and the business that you ultimately want to be able to step into. So as always, I appreciate any thoughts or feedback. If you got any value out of this episode, we installed this really, really cool widget on our website. All you got to do is go to www.theinnerchangemaker.com. I know many of you have been there already, but on the right side, you see this little blue tab. It says, ask Jay a question or maybe provide some feedback. Love to hear from you how you are getting value from these episodes and how you are applying them in your life, in your business. Love to be able to feature you in the podcast. I've just been filming tons of content, banking tons of content on our side. And so when we get rolling with the YouTube channel, when we get rolling with things, we can be as consistent as possible. And I hope you got some great value out of this. Love to hear any feedback that you have. Once again, www.theinnerchangemaker.com. Doesn't cost you anything. You don't have to opt into anything. You don't even need a microphone. You just got to click that blue button, start recording, and our team will be able to get to that recording. So I appreciate you so much. And I can't wait to see you guys in the next episode. Want to discover how you can begin to tap into your inner changemaker and become the leader for the important people around you? You can now grab a copy of my new audio training, How to Be the Leader You Truly Are, for free at www.theinnerchangemaker.com/leadership. Inside the training, you will find my top 3 proven strategies from millionaires and billionaires that have been featured on the show. And by simply applying them, I was able to go from sleeping in my parents' living room to leading and running multiple successful businesses and began an endless journey of impacting those closest to me. You can do it too. Go to www.theinnerchangemaker.com/leadership to get your free copy now.